Welcome to the Nations Church podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
Well, what a great day to be in the house. It is Pentecost Sunday, as Pastor Mel and everyone else, we all know. It's the most significant day in church history, and we still get to be a part of it today because it was the day that that the birth of the church happened, where God poured out His Holy Spirit. For those that aren't too familiar with Pentecost, it's like I said, it's the day where God poured out His Spirit on a bunch of believers who had gathered in an upper room. They were in Jerusalem, and they were hiding in fear from those that had crucified Jesus, and they'd hidden behind closed doors because they'd feared what would happen to Jesus would happen to them. Yet, even though they were they feared for their lives, miraculously, on this day, Scripture tells us in Acts 2 that when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place.
Right.
They'd gathered together. Suddenly, a sound of the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So most of us, we understand that this outpouring of God's Spirit was the fulfillment of a prophecy written in the book of Joel,
right,
where God said He would pour out His Spirit on all flesh. For us as modern day believers, when we receive Jesus and are filled with the Holy Spirit, we also have now been equipped and empowered by the Holy Spirit to be actively involved in the salvation, reconciliation, and redemption of people back to God. And once the believers in the upper room that day were filled with the presence and the power of God, power of the Holy Spirit, the believers went from being fearless, from being frightened to being fearless, and they started to perform signs, miracles, and wonders with the Apostle Peter standing up and proclaiming boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ. And miraculously, that day, 3,000 people were saved, marking the birth of the early church that we are still a part of today. So that is essentially what Pentecost is all about. It's the day that Jesus delivers what was promised to the disciples to wait patiently for, the helper and the friend that we find in the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives us as His disciples the responsibility of spreading the good news, and we are equipped and empowered to do the work of the ministry. And and today I know that same power is available to each and every one of us to tap into, to bring about healing and wholeness in each of area of our lives. That there was great power then, and there's great power still now, today, in that same Holy Spirit, yeah, I believe that today, that this same power that that was at work then will move mightily in your life today, this day. As I deliver this message to you, what I believe God's put on my heart for you. So are you ready?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, let's go. I have been thinking about how the disciples were gathered together in the upper room that day and what the religious leaders of their time would do to them if they found out. They were hiding in fear, and what's so significant about this was that they weren't just gathering, that they were intentionally and deliberately staying hidden.
Yeah, that's right.
In this place because of the fear of what might actually happen to them.
Yeah.
And that same word hidden is also mentioned in the scripture in Matthew 5, which is going to be the basis of my message for you today. So starting from verse 14, it says this: "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and hide it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." When I was a little girl growing up, I remember that I loved to find secret little obscure spaces around my house to hide. And I would make them into my little cubbies or clubhouses with my dolls and my teddy bears. And I would spend hours upon hours holed up in there, away from the reality of the world in which I lived in. I was like this lamp that was hidden under the basket. I loved those hiding places. And they bring a smile to my face because they, back then, they brought a sense of safety and security to me, particularly when there were times when the real world around me was not such a safe place for me to be present in. I grew up in an incredibly dysfunctional home, and so some of the things that I witnessed growing up were enough to make me as a young child to want to check out and go and hide from the shame of my living reality.
Yeah.
And so being hidden became my basic human default. Not only would I hide my physical self in the natural, but as I grew, I learned to hide my emotional self underneath the basket of false representations of who I really was.
Yeah.
Hiding became my normal way of living and functioning in the real world around me.
Yeah.
You know, as believers, we are given this mandate by Jesus in this scripture to be a light in the world around us, to be a city on a hill, not hidden. Yet I believe that many of us are still living like that little girl that I've just described and the lamp in this scripture that is hidden under a basket. And because we don't want anyone knowing what's going on in our lives, we put up a facade, we put up a mask, a fake profile. We hide behind these modes of self-preservation by grabbing a hold of our baskets, and we cover our hearts to the hurts of the world and believe in the lie that the enemy tells us.
That's
true. What will people think of me if they truly knew what was going on the inside of me?
Yeah.
But I believe today that the Holy Spirit wants to break you out of the basket that's smothering your light. And I hear the prophetic call of God to you and I today to tell you to burn the basket, which is the title of my message for you today. Let me tell you a little bit about my friend, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead Trinity. He rules and reigns equally alongside the Father and the Son, and is described in the Bible as our wonderful counselor, our comforter, our healer, our teacher, our guide, and our intercessor. He is our friend, and he is our very present help in time of need. Holy Spirit is a person just like you and I. And he has a mind and a will and emotions, which is why he's such a personal and relational God. And he leads and he guides us into all truth. He is the ever-present, all-seeing, all-powerful God who desires to have a real and personal relationship with you and I. And it is through his power and anointing that we as believers are equipped and empowered to see the lost found, disciples made, and nations reached. And it is through the leading of the Holy Spirit and having that intimate relationship with him that we are changed and set free from the things that hold us back from being the true person that God has called, anointed, and created us to be in this earth. It's because of the power and person of the Holy Spirit that we can break free from the baskets that keep us contained and confined.
Yeah.
And so the question I believe the Holy Spirit wants to ask you today is, what does your basket look like?
Yeah, great.
What is the representation of the basket over your life that is keeping the light of the Holy Spirit in you from truly shining in the lives around you?
Wow.
We've been in this season where the world has been in disarray for a good year and a half, if not more. And during that time, the body of Christ has taken a pretty big hit. And maybe for you personally out there, that hit looks to you like your business shutting its doors because of the COVID climate. Or maybe that hit looks like the marriage that has fallen apart, or you took a hit financially and you're still struggling to get back up on your feet. Perhaps your hit came in the form of the death of a loved one, or maybe it was just the unfulfilled desire of your heart that you were believing for and praying for to come to pass. But whatever the hit is, not only do we get smashed by the experience, but what can follow the blow is that shroud of shame or embarrassment, the failure or disappointment that settles like that basket over the top of you, taking up residence and weighing heavily on you in the wake of that experience. Or maybe you've been hidden by the basket of shame of that drinking problem or that drug addiction or that lust issue, the mistake you made, it may have dulled and dimmed and diminished the light, stopping you from being able to shine in the truest form of yourself. But I believe today that the Holy Spirit wants to break you out of the confines of the basket that is keeping you caged and covered.
Yeah, great. Come on.
You know, you can't be hidden.
Yeah, wow.
I believe the Holy Spirit wants to encourage you today that you were never meant to be hidden.
Yeah.
It was never God's doing to box you in or shut you down or hide you under a basket. You were never meant to be hidden by the weight of that depression. You were never meant to be hidden by the box of rules of that religious spirit. You were never meant to be hidden under the cloak of the false pretenses of a society that says that you're meant to be okay, that everything's okay. Isn't that what we do? Hi, how are you? I'm good. But really, your life is falling apart. And it's because of the light of Jesus Christ that is the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of you. You can't be hidden.
Yeah, come on.
Matthew 10:26 says, "So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known." I love this because there is a principle here that we can take a hold of that declares that when the enemy has tried to conceal you, the Holy Spirit will be faithful to reveal you as you open yourself up to him to heal and deal with the baskets that are keeping you hidden.
Really good. Come on.
We find in Exodus chapter 2 that even Moses in his infancy was hidden in a basket among the reeds of the Nile by his mother to ultimately be rescued by royalty. The Pharaoh's daughter comes along and she actually reunites him back to his original place of belonging. She gives him straight back to his mother to nurse him and take care of him. And what I love so much about Moses's basket is that it was covered in tar and pitch. Tar and pitch are substances that can be burned. It's fuel for the fire. That basket, like your basket, was always destined to be burned because it was never designed to be part of his story or yours. It was never designed to be a reminder of where Moses had come from. The basket was meant to be burned. And I just find this such a gorgeous depiction of who God is to us. He calls us out from the confines of the basket to rescue us. Your basket was never designed to be a permanent part of your story. It was always destined to be burned. It is time for you to burn the basket.
Really good.
The type of basket that Jesus is referring to in our scripture here was called a bushel basket, and it is generally thought to be the type of basket that was made from woven willow or reed or palm leaves, and it was used as a dry weight measure for grain. And what I find so stunningly beautiful is the paradox that's found in this scripture, that the basket might have the ability to hide your light, but the fire in your lamp has the ability to burn the basket.
Yeah.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit in you is what is fueling the light of your lamp that shines bright through you. But the question is, how do we go about burning the basket that's keeping us confined and contained from shining the light of Christ into the world around us?
Really good. Come on.
Well, the simple answer here is that we have to face our basket. We cannot deny its existence and try to move forward with our lives. We need to burn the basket of self-preservation and pick up our God identification.
Yeah, right.
Burning the basket of self-preservation means, you know what, you might just have to get a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what, things might just get a little bit messy, but it's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Because when the Holy Spirit is involved in that mess, He makes it a beautiful mess. He makes it a beautiful mess.
Yeah.
And out of your mess comes the manifestation of your freedom from failure, from a basket of brokenness to the brilliance of your breakthrough.
Yeah,
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And that is the Holy Spirit's goal for you today, to become fully and completely transformed into the person He destined for you to be without the basket.
Yeah, that's good.
Romans 15:17 tells us that we are fully accepted in the Father.
Wow.
I just love that statement. And every time I say it, I feel the anointing. We are fully accepted in the Father. You are accepted just as you are. Isn't that beautiful? It's the gift of being yourself.
Wow.
You don't need to try and be someone that you're not, nor do you need to hide behind the false pretenses of masks that have kept the God expression of you hidden. Ephesians 2:10 declares to us that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Who we are in Christ is a unique expression of Him. We cannot fully exhaust the full expression of Christ. He is infinitely inexpressible.
Right.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
He is inexhaustible in who He is. That means to be created in Christ when we are fully ourselves, without the masks, without the baskets of self-preservation, we are fully living from a unique expression of who Christ is Himself.
Really good.
I just find that extraordinary.
Yeah.
I really do. I find it extraordinary.
Wow.
And Holy Spirit wants to burn the basket that is keeping hidden the inexpressible uniqueness of Christ in you that you carry.
Right.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20 in the Passion Translation puts it so beautifully. "Have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of holiness who lives in
great.
You?
Yeah, great.
You don't belong to yourself any longer. For the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside your sanctuary. You were God's expensive purchase, paid for with the tears
that's
of blood.
Right.
So by all means
that's
then,
right.
use your body to bring glory to God. Use your life to bring glory to God." Isn't this a breathtaking picture of our God identification without the self-preservation? You are in this unique moment right now where the Holy Spirit is releasing you to let your light shine.
Come on, come on. Really good.
The band can come join me. You know, it's in this moment of time that now more than ever, I believe that the Lord is calling His people, calling us as a kingdom culture to shine brighter than ever before. It is time for us to fire up our lamp and fuel our lives with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom."
Yeah, come on.
What does that freedom look like for you? What would it look like if you were walking free from the basket of oppression that has kept the truest expression of you hidden for the last however long it's been for you?
Yeah, good.
What does it look like for you to be released from the confines of a basket of shame that you've carried with you because you've felt that you've failed in life in some way? What would it feel like if you were no longer hiding under the basket of pretense that you've got it all together and everything's okay?
Yeah, great. Come on.
That little girl that I told you about, the one who loved to find secret little obscure places to hide. That little girl has only just recently, in the last 2 years, found the courage to burn her own baskets. You see, for 35 years, that little girl has been held captive by a basket named rejection and a basket named self-condemnation, fueled by an orphan spirit, to keep the eyes of the world from seeing who the true person was hidden underneath. And to cover that shame and that condemnation, the baskets of self-preservation named pride and ego were stacked on over the top. But then the Holy Spirit, He began to pursue her and woo her and encourage her to let go and let Him bring healing and wholeness in this area of brokenness in her life. And what I love about the Holy Spirit is that He was relentless in His pursuit because of His love for me, no matter the cost.
Yeah,
but I had to let Him in so that I could let my light shine.
Yeah, that's right.
His pursuit purposed me to position myself to encounter Him. And so as I began to face my own baskets, I was released from rejection to discovering my acceptance in the Beloved. I went from self-condemnation to loving me for just being me. He took me from the basket of shame and put me into a place of honor, from being an orphan to knowing the spirit of adoption and that I was a daughter of the Most High King.
Yeah, great.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Beautiful. The Holy Spirit is wanting to set things right in your life by burning the baskets that keep you hidden. I want to encourage you today to listen for His still small voice that is calling you from under the cover of your baskets. Elijah hid in a cave, but it was the still small voice of the Holy Spirit of God that drew him out into the open. And like young Samuel, when he heard the Lord calling his name, we too need to respond to the voice when He calls us to.
Yeah,
it is time to come out of hiding, to burn the basket, and to let your light shine.
Yeah, come on. Excellent. Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 42, 3, verse 3 says, "A broken reed He will not break. He will not break off. And a dimly burning wick He will not extinguish. He will not harm those who are weak and suffering. He will faithfully bring forth justice."
That's right.
The Holy Spirit is kind and He is gentle and He won't crush you. He sees your hurt and He wants to deal with those things in your life right now. His desire is to see you set free from the baskets that were never designed to be a part of your story.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more info, please visit nationschurch.com.